This is Driven by Purpose, a show about finding your purpose, building fulfilling careers, and helping people with disabilities live better lives. Hosted by three men who've lived it and are here to help you do the same. Special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Clean Logic, a leading bath and skincare company and a true pioneer in creating inclusive workplaces and increasing employment opportunities for people with disabilities.
What's up, everybody? My name is Evan Rosenblum. Welcome to another episode of Driven by Purpose. This is a very special episode because, as you can see, I'm joined by a very special friend, Royce Clayton. 17 years in Major League Baseball, a friend of mine for a long time, and also involved with an organization that it changed my life. I don't even know how to describe it. It changed my life. I brought my daughter, Sydney, to something called TheraSurf this weekend in Malibu, which is a surfing organization dedicated to helping kids with disabilities surf for the first time. And as you might know, my daughter Sydney, she's about to be 10 years old. She has severe cerebral palsy. She's nonverbal. She's non-ambulatory, which means she can't walk. She has limited use of her limbs. But she got out there in Malibu yesterday. Royce, I mean, this video of her surfing, I was there. I watched the whole thing. I watched my daughter's face light up. I watched her stand on a surfboard. And when I tell you that it was one of the best days of my life, I mean that from like the most honest part of my heart. Like the emotions that came over me when I was watching my daughter stand up on the surfboard with her surf partner, Noah, who was her partner, who was amazing. It changed my life. It changed my daughter's life. You texted me, you're like, hey, I heard you were TheraSurf. And I was like, oh, that's right. I forgot you're connected with that organization. And I was like, we got to get on the show. And we got to talk about this. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce my friend Royce Clayton to the show. Royce, how are you, man?
I'm blessed, brother, and so happy to have that exchange with you. And it just hit my heart when you said this was the best day of my life for our family, and so happy you were able to experience. And as on the side note, I consider the impact of TheraSurf, but I've done very little besides be a community activist and try to do as much as we can to help along the process with Kevin McCarthy and all the guys over there. But my advocacy as far as spreading the word to anybody that has a child that has any special needs, or just children, and just across the board, but how much the water can impact your life and such a special thing. And years and years ago, when they first started to see these kids light up and getting out in the water, is just something that touched my heart. With my kids and being in the community is just a special thing.
I still have an adrenaline rush from it. I'm not even joking. Like, I woke up this morning, my adrenaline's still pumping. So the long story short of like how we got involved is, we have a friend, her name is Emmy is a Star, and she lives in the area, and her mom's Dawn and her dad is Adam, and they've been such great friends to ours. And they're friends with the guy who created, co-created TheraSurf. That's Jimmy and his wife, Kim. And they have a child with a disability, and Jimmy was a pro surfer, right, Royce?
Yes. Jimmy was a pro surfer, longboard pro surfer.
And he was taking his kid out surfing and realized that the therapeutic element of surfing with his child had like unbelievable benefits. Like, he was enjoying it. You could tell that it was therapeutic, not just for the child, but also for the parents. Like, getting out there together and being in the water, and just, it was an amazing thing. So he started this organization where he rounded up some of his buddies who were pro surfers. And Kim was involved with a school that had a lot of kids with disabilities as well. And so they were able to kind of create this organization and get all these volunteers to help families like mine experience surfing. Look, my daughter's unbelievable. She's always defied expectations from the moment she was born. Like, she wasn't supposed to live. She survived. She got all these infections, fought through it. Like, all these different things, my daughter keeps defying expectations all the time. But Royce, I never in my wildest dreams thought that I would see my daughter stand up on a surfboard and ride waves. And what Jimmy and Kim have created, it has changed my life forever. I mean, I'm a different person today than I was yesterday when I watched them surf. The experience of being able to watch my daughter on that board, and the thrill in her face, and the way that she was so happy in the water and standing up and so proud of herself that she was. Like, I couldn't help but be proud of her as I was watching. I was screaming my face off. You should have seen me. I was like losing my mind out there.
That's amazing.
So when they started this thing and they set out, I think I would imagine that when they started, it was just like, look, we can see that the way this impacts our kid, let's see if this impacts other families. And here we are several years later. There were 100 kids, 100 families out there in Malibu yesterday. And all these families were coming up to me and talking to me because I was loud and crazy with my daughter. But they were all saying, like, we have the same experience. This is an amazing program. And what I liked here was, like, I know you've been to several of these and you've been involved in this. Like, why is TheraSurf different for you as a volunteer, as somebody who's helping with the story? And you've been involved in a ton of organizations. You've done a ton of charity. You've done a lot of things to help people in need. Why is this one different than the other ones that you've been involved with?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, Kim and I, you know, grew up down the street from each other, and, you know, for her to be with Jimmy and, you know, be partnered with Jimmy and, you know, have this program being started because James and, you know, my oldest boy, Royce, and James are the same exact age. As a matter of fact, I kicked myself to say, like, wow, you know, TheraSurf has been around for so long that the boys are now 21. So, but just to see the things that have happened in James' life and their family to us, and, you know, the extension of all the other kids that come out to TheraSurf, you know, in the surf community, we just had the first hand seat to see how much it means to these people and the kids and how it touches the kids. And obviously, Evan, you know, you as a parent, I'm actually in awe of all the you parents that are, you know, have these beautiful kids and show this, you know, the types of strength and just everything that you guys are able to harbor for your kids is amazing. So to be honest with you, you're a big motivation for me as an individual and obviously the kids, man. It just touches all of us in such an amazing way. So, you know, unfortunately, I wasn't there yesterday. I was here with my kids running around. I got college kids now keeping me running around all different directions. But, you know, just over the years, we've always, as a family, done whatever we can to support TheraSurf and watched it grow and, you know, seen it go to, you know, Mexico and international places across the world. And it's just really neat for me to be, you know, involved in something that most people is like, how are you involved in surfing? Do you surf? And it's just like, man, I love surfing. I love the community and I love what water does for people. And it's just such a great program.
It's amazing. I mean, I didn't really have huge expectations going because I didn't know what to expect, right? I just thought, okay, we'll go to the beach. They'll put her on the board. They'll paddle around a little bit. No, man, Cindy was shredding. She was shredding. Her instructor that she was paired up with is a guy named Noah. And Noah is, I mean, first off, Noah, if you're watching this, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you and what you did and what you do. He's a volunteer. I'm not sure if he's a pro surfer or not, but he should be if he isn't, because he was killing it out there. And my daughter weighs a good 50 pounds, right? And she can move her arms around and she has limited use of her legs. But I mean, you can watch this video. You can see that as he's pulling her up to stand up on the board, she's there. And she's pumped, and you can see in her face, she's focusing. And there was a moment where Noah took his hands off and he was letting her stand on her own, and she was feeling it. And then when she finally got to the beach, the expression, I'm getting choked up, Royce. I
mean, no, as you said, I'm choked up.
It's amazing. Like, the expression on her face, you see her smiling and just the joy. It was unbelievable. And so, Noah, I just want to say thank you, because you're a special person to be built that way. Number one, to volunteer your time to an organization like this is amazing. But then also to have patience with my daughter, because you don't know what you're going to get with these kids. Every kid is different. Yeah. You know, TheraSurf welcomes families and people with all sorts of disabilities, right? We're talking about, you know, my daughter has severe cerebral palsy, but there are kids with autism and Angelman's disease, all these different things. They're all there. So these instructors, they have to learn their partner quickly. And then they have to figure out, like, okay, like, how far can we take it? I want to be safe. And by the way, I should put this out there too. I know I'm talking a lot, but I'm so excited. So Noah was on the board with Sydney, and then they had people trailing the board just in case something happened. So, and then they had a million people out there too, and everybody observing, and they had cameras and stuff. So, like, they had thought of everything to make this thing as safe and comforting as possible. And the way you can see Noah with Sydney, they were an amazing team, and it was an incredible experience. When we got home, Royce, my daughter uses an AAC device. It's a computer to talk. And as soon as we got home, she would tell me, she's like, FaceTime. And she made me FaceTime everybody in the family, a bunch of her friends from school, everybody would talk about how excited she was. And it's just been like such an amazing experience. Like, we can't wait to do it again. We're supposed to do this. I think there's going to be another event. They're trying to set one up next month. That's yes. the word that I'm hearing. Is that what you're hearing too?
Yeah, they you know, they try to get them in during the summer processes where, you know, Malibu's a good spot and, you know, the water's somewhat warm and, you know, because it could be a shocking experience when the water gets really, really cold. But,
yeah,
you know, this time of year to try to do the events and get out there as much as possible. And it's great that they're having another session, hopefully here in the next month.
You got to come out. You got to come do it. I'm telling
you. Oh, absolutely.
I know you've been to a million of these before.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, to talk about the guys that are out there that are, you know, definitely experienced as far as how to take care of this. I've been on the backside of the boards to try to clear traffic and make sure, you know, that the path is clear. But just the guys that are out there and they understand what they're doing, just know and feel secure that your kids will be safe. But it's most importantly a great experience, and it's something that will change their lives, and it's impacted all of us to an amazing degree.
And I can attest to everything you said from personal experience. Is everything you said and more. I mean, really. And I'm so grateful. I'm so appreciative. I can't wait to do it again. Royce, thank you so much for joining us on the show, man. I appreciate you. I've always appreciated you. And I can't wait to do more together, man. This is so exciting.
Let's do it. We got to travel now. So you're involved. Let's go. Let's make this.
I'm in. Let's go. I'm fully in. This is great. I appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
If you enjoyed the show, please help support Driven by Purpose. Make sure to follow us on you know, all the different social media platforms. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube. Share this to your friends. All that good stuff. We're just a community trying to help build and grow and support people that, you know, like us. If you're in the community, if you're a friend of the community, you want to support, this is the show for you. We appreciate it. And we'll see you next time on Driven by Purpose.